So if a butcher has no alternative for livelihood and then the butcher kills and offers the results to Krishna, then does Krishna accept? So there is the circumstantial and there is the transcendental. Circumstantial means we are all at different times in our life in different circumstances, and we cannot change those circumstances immediately. Or sometimes, maybe even for a long time, we may not be able to change the circumstances. And there is the transcendental. Transcendental means that which is beyond the specific circumstances. So bhakti itself is transcendental. Bhakti is the connection of the human heart with the divine heart. And this connection does not depend on anything material. That connection can be established by anyone, anywhere. It's like sometimes if we do kirtans, if you are going on the going and doing public kirtans, at that time even a person who is alcoholic, that person may also just come and start dancing. They can do that. So in that sense, bhakti does not depend on anything material. But for what? For starting, not for sustaining. If you want to sustain, practice bhakti in a sustained way, we need to have an overall a regulated life. And that is what enables us to go on studying in bhakti. So in that sense, whatever situation a person is in, if they want to connect with Krishna, they should be encouraged. They should never be discouraged. No matter what kind of wrong activities they are doing, they should be encouraged to connect with Krishna. And now when we talk about Krishna accepting, does Krishna accept or not? That is not like a digital logic of one or zero. It is within Krishna's relationship, there can be multiple degrees of acceptance. If we consider 9.25 and 26 in the Bhagavad Gita, 9.25 is, or rather 9.26 and 27, 9.26 is Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yo Me Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Bhakti Uparitam Ashnami Pratatmanaha. There Krishna is saying that those who offer with devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I'll accept it. The next verse is Yat Karoshi Dashnasi Yat Juhosi Dadasi Yat Yat Tapasyasi Kaunteya Tat Kurushva Madarpanam. So in 9.10, he's saying that whatever you eat, whatever work you do, whatever you give away in charity, all of it you give to me. Tat Kurushva Madarpanam. Now in this verse, Krishna, there is no part in the verse which says Krishna says I'll accept it. In the previous verse he says I'll accept it, but here he's not saying I'll accept it. At the same time he's also saying you do this, you should offer it to me. That means it is not that when Krishna doesn't say I'll accept it, that means he's rejecting it, but rather there, because it is offered with devotion, he naturally accepts it. He joyfully accepts it. Here also that act of offering connects us with Krishna. So in that sense, any act of offering anything to Krishna is a level of connection with Krishna which is better than no connection. At the same time, that is, if one is involved in some activity which is severely karmically culpable, then that will affect the consciousness. So, bhakti itself is transcendental in the sense that anybody, anywhere can connect with Krishna. They are not limited. They are not permanently blocked from connecting with Krishna or irrevocably blocked from connecting with Krishna. But they cannot sustain that connection for long unless they also come to the mode of goodness. So, if we have to tell someone, first of all, we should just encourage them to start the positive activity of bhakti as much as possible, as soon as possible. And then we should inform them about the regulatory activities of regulatory parts of bhakti also. And maybe we assist them in trying to change that situation so that eventually they might be able to do it better. They might be able to follow the regulatory principles better. So we shouldn't be judgmental with anyone, and we shouldn't reject anyone if they are interested in coming closer to Krishna. At the same time, we also need to, in a sensitive and mature way, help people to come to a higher level of practicing bhakti. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Should we stop here?
Yeah. probably have some online audience. Let me see if they have any questions.
Sure.